option for here at Randwick. As I say, a good four with every chance of being upgraded to a good three, particularly with the sunny conditions and the wind that is blowing. Our main provincial program today is on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. It's fine and a good four there, and the rail is at 3 metres. The scratchings, race one, number three, Prince Carrez, number three. Race two, number one, Call the Choppers, and 11, Here She Off. That's 1 and 11 out of the second. Race three, number 11, Phoenix Sunrise, and 12, Ottawa, 11 and 12. Race four at Newcastle, number three, Atlantic Edge, 4, Who's a Star, 8, Lady Montoya, 12, Valentino Rossa, and 13, Guest Appearance. 3, 4, 8, 12 and 13. Race six, race five is clear. So race six at Newcastle, 5, Sophia's Charm, number 5. Race seven, number 1, Fia Veronti, 8, Lady Corella, and 14, The Emergency. 1, 8 and 14 out of race seven. Race eight, number 7, Bazelle, and 12, Messiah's Jewel, 7 and 12. And race nine, number 6, Vane Elaine, 10, White Achilles, and 13, The Emergency Fraconard, 6, 10, and 13. That's the information there for Newcastle. They race, of course, on the Beaumont track. We go to Melbourne now. We race at Caulfield. They've got a clearing shower or two this morning. It will be a clear afternoon. The track is a good four. The rail out at 13 metres today and a penetrometer of 5.19. The scratchings, race one, number three, Miles of Krishnan, 11, Single Note, and 13, Stella Princess, 3, 11, and 13. Race two, number three, Apatata, and The Emergencies, 14 and 15. That's 13, 14, and 15. Race three, number four, London Fog, 11, Quantrill, 12, Dugan's Rise, and The Emergencies, 16 and 17. 4, 11, 12, 16, and 17. Race 4, number 7, Run Charlie Run, and 15, Sarsiura, 7 and 15 out of the 4th. Caulfield, race 5, number 2, Florel, 6, Jackie's Joy, 8, Emeretta, and The Emergency, 17, 18 and 19. 2, 6, 8, 17, 18 and 19 out of the 5th. Race 6, number 5, Distant Rock, 9, The Thug, 12, Racing Writer, and The Emergencies, 14 and 15. 5, 9, 12, 14 and 15 out of race 6. Race 7, number 1, Leote, 13, Sneakers, and 16, Cherie's Zinzig, 1, 13 and 16. Race 8 at Caulfield, number 4, Miss Gunpowder, and 13, Mail It, that's 4 and 13. And race 9, number 4, Get the Picture, 6, Eye the World, and The Emergencies, 16, 17 and 18. That's 4, 6, 16, 17 and 18 out of the last at Caulfield. That's the information for that program. We move now to Doomben in Brisbane. They've got 27 degrees on the way there, a fine day and a good four. The penetrometer is 4.84. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Doomben, number 4, Claire View, number 4. Race 3, number 8, Trolley Chorus, number 8. The 4th, number 8, Another Whiskey, number 8. Race 5, number 11, Ursulano, number 11. Doomben, race 6, number 1, Court Star, 4, Mandrika, 10, Light Shows, 16, Miss Amigo, and 17, Sunny Fame. 1, 4, 10, 16 and 17. Race 7 at Doomben, number 14, Carla Dula, number 14. And race 8, number 6, Tapestry Vision, 13, Consorting, 14, Most Important, 15, Tail Event, and The Emergencies, 18, 19 and 20. 6, 13, 14, 15, 18, 19 and 20 out of the last there in Brisbane. Now, let's go and check the Morfordville Parks. These have just come through. We'll see whether they're interim. They have gone interim. For Morfordville Parks, they're on the inner track. It's a soft 7. They've had 2 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours and a penno of 6.89. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, Snitty Kitty, number 6. Race 3, number 2, Tunes, and 3, Orthotaean, 2 and 3 out of the 3rd. Race 4, number 3, Life of Waldo, 6, Air Lee, and 13, Tequila Flyer, 3, 6, and 13. Race 5 at Morfordville Parks, number 9, Dreaded, and 11, Time Walker, 9 and 11. Race 6, number 2, Grain, number 2. Race 7, number 7, Federal Court, and 12, Red Dazzle, 7 and 12. And Race 8, the last, 3, Roll the Ignition, 7, White House Lady, and 9, La Consoldata, 3, 7 and 9. So that information has been downgraded this morning after the 2 millimetres of rain for Morfordville Parks. It remains overcast and that track is now a soft 7. And repeating the program, the TAB meeting set down for Wagga today has been called off. They're all our scratchings for all the TAB meetings we'll be covering on Sky Sports Radio and a majority of those on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing today. We'll take a break and then the boys will rejoin us in our OB van, Ron Duppersey and Glenn Munsey and Mike Fraser online to look at the big day, TAB Epsom Day here at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer speed on speed. We have available a high-quality son of Fastnet Rock, Australia's champion sire, from Sevruga, a brilliant speed family featuring 38 stakes winners, 5 at Group 1 level, and related to 10 stallions led by champions Royal Academy and Stormcat. We invite you to own and race this superb Fastnet Rock colt with Gay. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. It's your opportunity to be part of the thriving coffee industry without the hassles of rents, landlords or staff. Be your own boss. Work your own hours. Enjoy a great work-life balance. The Coffee Guy allows you to achieve that lifestyle change you've long wanted. Don't let this moment slip. Jump online now at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
For fashion, fun and famous faces, nothing beats Moët & Chandon Spring Champion Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. It's where Sydney's social set come out to play and the latest fashions take centre stage.
You could even win a BMW 220i convertible.
On the track, the Group 1 $500,000 Moët & Chandon Spring Champion Stakes will be the focus of attention.
And Vambra starting to edge clear in the Spring Champion Stakes.
Book your tickets now at theatc.com.au and be trackside at Royal Randwick next Saturday.
These are the days that we'll certainly remember. It's TAB Epsom Day. We're broadcasting on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Lost us. They've lost us. Yeah, okay, we are back. My apologies. We are back. We've just had a slight issue here,
Did you panic there?
Oh, didn't I? What? No, well, I... The lights went off. I thought the wind was going to impact us there.
That's Munsey putting his plugging all his feet in there.
Putting Larry in here and he's put us off air.
The only time he moved quicker was when I went reached over to grab his egg and bacon roll. You should have seen him there.
You seem panicking.
Are we still on air now?
Yeah. Well, we look as though we're on air, Andrew. Okay, if you look up right there, that's a television set.
No, I'm worried about audio as well, Glenn.
You're right.
Okay, that's the main thing. All right, Mark Van Gestel has been out at all the awards the last couple of nights, and he's our chief steward, and he'll be here today. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Munsey's just walked in here, Glenn Munsey, and he turns his computer on and nearly puts us off air.
Well, listen, I've just had about enough of you blokes giving it to me for the last 45 minutes since I arrived here.
Yeah.
You know, well, Mark, could you go on and tell us what's happening with these horses today, if you wouldn't mind, and I'll just chastise Andrew off here.
Good to see you taking over the show, Matt. Anyway.
That's all right.
out of the fourth race here, Dolphin by Quality, I thought Jensen, Octavian Augustus was worth a mention. Finished third behind Emily, beat three quarters of length at Warwick Farm, but it was held up for clear running until near the 250-metre mark and up to the mile today would suit. Also in that race, Nemrod, Warwick Farm on the 21st of September. Finished eighth, but only beaten a length and a half behind Cross Stitch. But in that race, it struck some significant interference, making the home turn where it lost its position. And then in the straight, it bumped on a number of occasions with some other runners and really lost all chance as it made the home turn. Over to the Roman Consul Race 5, I thought Capitalist out of the San Domenico. We spoke to Connections in respect to his run. They indicated that the horse carrying 60 kilos on the day, but also that the soft sealing track conditions didn't suit the horse. And it was evident in the straight when the horse was really dipping and diving in the going and gets onto a firm surface today and could really have an opportunity to turn its form around. In the sixth race, the Flight Stakes, Global Glamour, Connections indicated last start it was rooting more forward, but it missed a kick and whilst it did settle a little more forward in the T-Rose, probably had to make use of it in the early stages. Then it did over race in the early and middle stages. Today it also has a barrier blanket placed on Global Glamour and a tongue control bit as well, so might just assist it at the start. Over to race seven, the Epsom, I thought Mighty Lucky was a worth a mention out of the Bill Ritchie on the 17th of September. Missed the start, but then it was held up for clear running until near the 200-metre mark and probably finished a race off better than anything, only beaten just on the length when finishing seventh behind Sons of John. And finally, the last horse to mention in race nine, I thought Southern Legend that Rose Hill on the 10th of September, beaten three-quarters of a length behind McIntosh and the Theo Marks. It was held off the clear running, rounding the turn, nearly part of the straight. And near the 350, it did make contact with another runner and just put it off balance for a few strides. So its effort was pretty good in the Theo Marks.
Okay, Southern Legend there for Les Bridge and Tim Clark. All right, Mark, we'll see you out here. It's very windy. It's a good four. We'll wait and see what happens with the track rating the early part of the day. Thanks a lot, mate.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey's here from TAB. Ron Duffersey, of course, and Mike Fraser to launch into TAB Epsom Day. Glenn, give us the market here as we get into the two-year-olds for the first time, the Gym Crack.
Yeah, so you're a Gym Crack man. Of course, a lot of people would call it the Gym Crack, Andrew, okay. And right, but depends where you go. We start with Chain of Fools here. Now, it's listed as having blinkers on. Now, if it didn't carry blinkers in the trial the other day at Randwick, I'm not here.
And yet, the ones that didn't carry the trial are carrying blinkers.
They got them in the second.
It's a my bugbear every year.
Yeah, but Chain of Fools here, a $4.20 chance in the first. Didn't mention it at 11. Grassland's 11. Greater Good is a $6.50 chance. Jorda at $2.10 and favourite. Kanga's Eye at 61. Lucky Louie, 21. Madame Moustache is a $14 chance. Mystic Empire at 17. Well supported here. Jorda went up 280 in the all-in market on Monday off the noms. 250 on Wednesday in the final field. Now 210, and here's one for you, Andrew. Named after Carmen Jorda, who's an F1 driver. Of course, Montmello is the scene of the Spanish Formula One Grand Prix.
It's the sixth time I've heard that this week.
Tony Brazel.
Ray Thomas told me that on Wednesday.
He said it to me last night.
Yeah. Well, Brazel mentioned it.
It was in the paper yesterday.
Yeah. How many times are we going to... Mike, difficult with two-year-olds, but how does it set up?
Yeah, well, look, you would think the Chain of Fools, it's a jump-and-run type from a wide-ish door. And being trained by Gay, I'm sure it's going to come out and try to take up the running. The other ones there that have got a bit of speed are drawn down on the inside. Madame Moustache has got some speed. That Kanga's Eye's got a little bit of pace. And, of course, the favourite, Jorda, it came out. Well, once it got into its stride, it showed enough natural speed on debut in its trial. So, look, if they all jump away cleanly, I suspect that the top weight will lead them up.
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? She looks pretty switched on. I think, to get away from Jorda here. I thought she was the better of the day. She just looked the ultimate professional. Winning her trial, the figures were strong in comparison to the other filly seats. Interesting this morning, listening to John, you know, he said, don't look at her, she's a little hairy goat. So that spooks me a little bit, but I'm locked in. I'm going to have to go to the line with her. Five on top. I think Chain of Fools is the danger. She looks ready to go. She put a gap on what looks to be suspect opposition in that trial. Didn't mention it. Look, in the Jordan trial, and was looked totally outclassed running a place there, but it did make significant improvement going to that next trial on Monday or Tuesday, putting away a field there. So more switched on here, I'd say, and best of the rest is Greater Good, who I'm expecting really good things late from in this trial, in this race today. 5-1, 2-4.
Yeah, good little race to start the day. I've gone with one of the Waller runners here, this filly by Hinchinbrook, Madame Mustache. Now, she's had the benefit of the two trials. She trialled at Rose Hill, her first trial. It should be known that, look, there were 9 heats that day. This was the only 2-year-old heat on the day. And this filly ran the second fastest time of the whole 9 heats. She then goes to Warwick Farm. Things didn't fall totally into place, but she attacked the line strongly. And I thought she was pretty impressive. Huey retained the ride from barrier 1. If she can hold some sort of a spot, 3rd or 4th defence, I think she's going to acquit herself well. Jordan's a danger. Has pace to put herself in the race. Nothing wrong at all with the trial. The trial was good, nicely drawn. 2 didn't mention it. Another one that I've got a bit of time for, as Ronnie said, has also had the 2 trials. Made nice improvement between the 2 of them. Randwick 3rd behind Jordan, and the Rose Hill trial was win. The win was full of merit, even though it was a little bit of green, so open to more improvement. And the top weight Chain of Fools, what you see is what you get. Be in front for a long time, and it's just a matter of whether these others run it down. 8-5-2-1.
Darren Flindell calling all the action on Epsom Day. It's 5 Jordan in the first to beat 4-1-3. 5-4-1-3. We get the larger lineup now in the Breeders, Glenn.
Yeah, the Newgate Breeders here for the Colts and Geldings. It supplied the last 2 slipper winners this race. Yeah, so an interesting race here. Bowman is a $21 chance. Condor Heroes at $2.10 and favourite. Inquiry out. It's running at Flemington tomorrow. No deduction there. Invader at 21. Khan at 6. Metal Kun at 81. Misty Lad, now it's got blinkers on today. It didn't carry blinkers in the trial, so that is a definite gear change. $17. Opulentus, with blinkers on today, didn't carry blinkers in the trial at $51. Piracy, $4.60. Prophet's Voice, out no deduction. Showtime, out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Spencer, who was listed as having blinkers on, but it carried blinkers in the trial at $51. The Mission is 7, and Thy Kingdom Come at $41. Nowhere near as much confidence in this race as the first. Slightly more money for Condor Heroes here, who went up as much as 280 in the all-in market, 250 in the final field into 210. It has just a hold over the Mission, who's been 850 into 7 since Wednesday. And third pick dollar-wise is actually Khan in front of Piracy.
Yeah, well, the ones drawn down on the inside here are Bowerman and Misty Lad. They're go-forward horses that will hold their spot. But this favourite Condor Heroes from the wide draw is electric out of the boxes, and it's not going to have any trouble crossing these other runners and going as quick as it wants to. Very fast horse. It'll lead comfortably. They're the ones that'll posse up behind it. Piracy, it'll probably try and maybe tag over behind the fave and get in there somewhere, but it just flies solo, the favourite. It's a very quick run.
Yeah, look, just as Timmy just pressed on a little bit this morning, if you have another look at that trial, he just came out half a length behind them, so always dangerous.
And it had an inside alley, so when he dug up, he had nothing there in front of him. He's got 10, and he's got, comes into 9.
He might be better off if he's going to be a bit tardy. He's better off drawing a fraction wide so he doesn't get shut out.
No doubt about it.
But his first furlong, he must have went unbelievable, because he was 3 in front when they got to the 600-metre mark.
He burnt, didn't he? But interesting that he said, no, I made him do that. So he's just not just a bolting horse. Sometimes you get these bolting horses that'll get a stitch the last 100. But anyway, this is I'd say it's a 4 or 5 lengths better race than the fillies race. There's some really nice colts here, and I don't be surprised if we see another slipper winner coming out of it. I know it's an early crow there, but interesting to hear John O'Shea say this morning that this is as good a colt as they've bought to a breeder's plate, and he's not confident. So that tells you what could be the depth of this race. I think he has to be on top, Condor Heroes. He's just got just that early speed in 2-year-old races is gold. He might have a few out, in the pain barrier straightening up here, and look, if he finishes off at 1,000 metres, which Timmy thinks he can, he run through the line in the trial, He's the one to beat. I'm terrified of 13, the mission. I loved his trial. He got put up the rail there on the turn and regathered himself and finished off, liked his last 100 metres of that trial. 5, Khan, had the best last final 200 of the day, and if you, with a horse with that finishing speed, when you're mapping third the fence, it's certainly a big, big advantage. And Piracy, with any luck, he does look a good colt. Terrific race, but I just think a natural running two-year-old may just get the job done here. 2, 13, 5, and 9.
Yeah, look, I agree totally. I've got the same Cornella as you. Condor here, as if you'd be a fool to sort of bet against him, given the way he trialled so well and ran the time. And it was good to hear Timmy Clark say he's got a nice action. You know, he really has a nice presence about him. He's the clear first pick to beat the mission. Look, I'm super impressed with its trial. I'm super impressed with this horse, full stop. I learned a lot about this horse in that trial. It's a half the smart Amelia, who hasn't really sort of set the world on fire, but she's always had ability. As, you know, I don't want to be seen to be quoting Ronnie, but I really am scared of this horse. I think it's a very, very clever galloper. 9, Piracy for third. Got the job done at Ramage. Raced a little bit green, but open and more improvements. Just got to overcome that awkward draw. And Khan, the other one there, you know, as Ron said, once again ran the best closing last 200 of all the two-year-olds in the heats that day, and has stack of ability also. Super race, can't wait for it. 2, 13, 9, and 5. Terrified at number 13, though.
Me too. Yeah. I think it's a good Quinella.
Do you think it actually got up on the heels of the thing in front of it, or just sort of shied and hit the
maybe
fence?
Maybe it was sort of three-quarters of a length in front of it and it sort of just balked at it.
Michael?
I think what happened was he sort of got a bit chewy, got up on the bit, and he just went to ease him, and I think he overreacted. Then he hit the rail. Well, I think it was a combination of things that brought him undone, but I was impressed with the way he sort of regathered his thoughts and got on with the job. Yeah, he's a serious galloper.
Well, you guys are terrified. Darren Flindell's not, because he's put it on top. The 13 on top to be 2, 9, and 4. 13, 2, 9, and 4 in the Breeders. They're the two-year-olds. We move now to the Craven Plate here over the 2,000, and we're down to a smaller field than what we have with those three scratchings.
Yeah, if we have any more, Andrew, we might get a start ourselves. The APN Outdoor Craven Plate here, where it somewhat is the $1.50 favourite. Spirit Jim at $2.60. High World is out. Raw Impulse is out. When Raw Impulse came out yesterday, 27 cents the win and 19 cents the place. And I'll just check the High World deduction. Slow Play 16, Pinstripe Lane at 35, and Bring Luck is out. No deduction. The deduction here for High World, which came out this morning, is 8 cents a win and 9 cents the place. Slightly more money for it somewhat than Spirit Jim, but not an overly vigorous betting race.
Yeah, well, look, we've got to find a leader. I'm thinking that we're going to be left with it somewhat now. I mean, High World was going to take up the running before it was scratched this morning. So I've got it somewhat leading, and you can please yourself with the rest. I guess maybe Slow Play second. The others all like to, you know, well, Spirit Jim likes to find his feet, and the other one does too, Ron.
Yeah, look, it's a tactical battle, but, you know, look at the jockeys we've got in the race, McDonald, Bowman, Berry and Shin. They're all great judges of speed, and they'll sort it out to suit themselves. Let's turn my phone on, and I've had 4 text messages from Sky Channel panicking that I haven't given them a 4 selection here. Well, there's only 4 runners, so just put in number 6 there, will you? They're all going berserk. I haven't got a 4th number
here. You shouldn't give him those espresso coffees. He's on edge.
You get up and about, don't you? Well, you get that egg and bacon into you and your coffee at 5 to 8, and everything happens.
See, Gerald's not there to calm him down and put a little bit of calming.
I'm a bit nervous here with $1.50 this favourite.
Well, when the second pick, Spirit Jim, and he's coming off a last.
Was a good last.
Yeah, it was a good last, but yeah, well, I suppose you've got to put something up, favourite.
We'll make some time up here. 2, 1, 5, 6, just at the better value. Spirit Jim to beat it somewhat. Slow Pace and Pinstripe Lane. Just number 6 for 4th there, boys. That's it. Good on you.
Sure.
I've gone the other way. I'm with it somewhat. I think he's had the two nice runs back. He gets the third up at 2,000 on a dry track with conditions to suit, with McDonald on board. To beat Spirit Jim now, I mean, you look at its form since coming to Australia, 7th of 12 beaten 4 lengths, okay. Then 7th of 10 up there at Doomben, found trouble, but beaten 5 lengths, and was, you know, beaten 5.7 the other day, only sort of picked the bit up the last 80 or 90 metres. So it hasn't really set the world on fire, as opposed to it, someone who has got some real form. So I'm 1, 2, 5, 6.
Okay, and for Darren Flindell, exactly the same way. One on top to be 2, 5, and 6.
Is that the race to go thin in for the early quaddy, or is there nothing else you could put in?
I think we can safely play 1 and 2.
The comedian in the middle is Glenn Munsey. It's 24 after 8.
Look, they left Darren's fourth pick out there. Yeah. I just don't know what it is.
You're up and about this morning.
You make a blue today and you're going to cop it. I know that.
Let's take a break.
Simon, who are you dedicating this song to?
It's Juddy, Chris Judd. Oh, I just love the bloke. It all started with his captain's performance in the 06 grand final. He just led from the front all game and won the flag for us. I just love him.
Simon, that's just beautiful. It's easy to love a bet these AFL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider. Tab, we love a bet. Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. The time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer this exceptional colt. Buy Redoute's Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of 4 races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Mike Fraser looking at Royal Randwick. James Cummings just went past. He's got.
You want to come on, does he?
Well, he drove past and I tried to wave to him, but he just turned the head the other way. But
he's just picked up the ice for tonight. To get
morning,
ready
James.
For
yeah, he's got the big function on. Most of us have got the invite there after the last today.
Mike, what are you looking at me for?
Mike, you'll
you've
be
got
there,
the
Mike.
Basil?
I have got an invite, actually.
Magnificent. Well, we look forward
to serving drinks.
Yeah. Anyway, we're looking forward to that. Let's get through race number 4, the Tab Dulcify quality.
On Tab Epsom Day, Andrew, the Tab Dulcify here, race 4, where we have Calabasas is the $4.20 chance, Earth at $6.50, Octavian Augustus, $3.30 in favourite. Hess Darlin with blinkers on today at $8.50. Albalisa is a $12 chance. Bring Me the Bling, scratch this morning, 8 cents to win nothing the place. Mo Queen at $18, Nemrud at $4.60, Not To Be Caught is a scratching, no deduction there, and Handed In is a $26 chance. Very little separating, in fact only $97 separating here, the top pick which is Calabasas and the second pick which is Earth, and very close behind them, $200 away is Nemrud, and a third of the money for Nemrud has actually come this morning at that $4.60.
Yeah, there's a few ways you can go with the speed map here. I've got Albalissa going forward from a wide-ish draw. Hesdalen, I think, with the blinkers going on. I think they'll press forward with it and take up a nice spot. Octavian Augustus, barrier one, can hold a spot. Then, of course, you've got the top weight, won't be too far away, and Earth will come across and, you know, posse up just behind them. I don't think there's a, you know, I'm not 1,000% sure who's going to lead, but I don't see a whole heap of pressure there.
No, there's been different angles, different thoughts how this race is going to be run. I personally have no idea. So I think that gives advantage to inside draws here, because they can sum up the speed of the race and dictate to the outside runners. I like Calabasas, number one here. He's got a big weight here, 59 for a horse that's only won one race. But that was a Newcastle maiden. But I just think, obviously, that looks a solid race last time where he had heavy support behind Akator. Akator has come out and bolted in, which is, we're all talking about his performance on Wednesday. Look, he's a horse that gives the impression that he'll run a mile. He's still got to prove it. There's your mate out there, Andrew. Look,
there's he wanted another mention on the radio, so he's done
invited.
He's done
everyone's
a U-turn. How about that, Mike?
Andrew, just check that he's got the ice.
Have you got the ice? Now he's going into the race day stables. Like, how arrogant is that? He's now driving around in the race day stables. Come on, James, what's going on there? He's given me the... Well, I won't tell you what he's given me,
Something
exactly.
About one more.
Yeah, anyway.
Calabasas on top for me. I just like the form around him. I think he's a progressive horse, and he did have to come from last in a slowly run race when they run, you know, it was the last quickest last 600 of the day there at Newcastle. So a lot of merit in that performance. So I'm scared of Nemrod here. Lots of positivity about him this morning. He obviously had excuses last time. To Earth, got the Hugh Bowman seal of approval. It appears that way anyway, and his stable made... Geez, it's short here, and it's stayed short. Octavian Augustus, someone likes him. I just thought he was a little bit under the odds. 1, 8, 2, and 3.
Yeah, well, this is a race where you've just got to find the improver, and, you know, I think there's a few different ways you can go. I'm going to go with Mike Friedman's horse, Hesdalen. I've been impressed with it. It's come through in maidens all three runs. Now, two runs back, it made a run up on the fence in the worst ground and just missed picking them up. And even when it won on one of its Hawkesbury maiden last start running good time, Glenn was forced to go back to the inside. Got the job done, but once again, you know, no horses went there all day. So I think based just on that, the fact that it went through in the inferior ground and was strong to the line in both of them, I think the mile's right up its alley. I think if Glenn goes forward and sits in the first couple, he'll have something to offer at the top of the straight. He on top, Nemrod for second. Well documented, this horse has been luckless. It's actually been luckless in you know, I think three of its four runs, so gets its fair share of luck today. It can race well. The top weight, no knock on it at all, but just can't work out why it's got so much weight, as Ronnie said before.
No.
It doesn't make sense at all to me. And Octavia Augustus, I'm not really sure about this horse, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, but the run the other day was its first run in 59 days and it was on the back of a couple of trials, so should be at peak fitness now, and I'm pretty sure the mile's what it's looking for. I've gone 4, 8, 1 and 3.
Darren Flindell in the fourth goes for the 1, Calabasas to beat 3, 2 and 8. 1, 3, 2 and 8 in the tab, Dulcify.
Well, with Calabasas, because the fact it's been placed in a Class 1, been placed in an open benchmark 65 and been placed in an open 3-year-old handicap, the others have only won maidens or been placed in maidens, away from Octavian Augustus
well,
benchmark. So I'm only just trying to guess. Because therefore its rating would be going up.
Yep.
With those placings.
Let's move to race 5.
And it was Glenn Schofield's recommendation for Blinkers and Hestalen going up in ground.
Okay. Mm.
That was after it won at Hawkesbury.
Righto. Race 5. We're getting to the real good stuff here now. It might be a small field, but what a classy lineup in the Star Roman Consul.
Yes, indeed you do. We've got a Stern here as the $1.45 favourite over Capitalist at $3. El Divino out. Russian Revolution, 11. Guard of Honour out. Nikitas at 61. Flash Fibby 23, Mount Panorama at 35. There's been very, very little interest in the race, to be brutally honest with you. Slightly more money for Astern than Capitalist. I think, you know, you're either heavily in the Astern camp and you don't want to take $1.45, or you're terrified to let Capitalist go around without you, but you don't know how it's going to go with coming off that disappointing run first up.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race.
How do you see it?
Well, the speed in the race, obviously.
We're off here.
No, I'm here. You there? Hello? Anybody there? Oh, okay. The speed in the race, well, I think Russian Revolution, with these other scratchings, it'll roll across and take up the running. Flash Fabian won't be too far away. Capitalist can hold its spot. Astern, the top weight and favourite, he's awkwardly drawn, so he'll go back to the rear. But, look, they should roll along at a true speed with Russian Revolution taking up the running. Now, the actual selections in the race for me, the other boys are off there, so I'll keep talking. I've gone with the Stern here. He exploded in the Golden Rose on the back of a top run of the Rose win first up. He's going to sit back and let it all unfold, but I think his finishing speed's just far superior to these other runners, and he should be too good for them. I've put Capitalism in for second. He did have excuses first up in the San Domenico. The connection said that he didn't get through the going all that well. He's had a 38-day break since then. He showed he's back on song with a nice barrier trial at Randwick. And I think getting back onto the dry track is one of the key factors to this horse improving. And he should posse up in a nice spot. One to beat two. Four, Russian Revolution. Don't underestimate this horse. It goes quite well. It's unbeaten in all three runs. It was a winner at two back this track and distance in impressive style. They took it to Caulfield last start where it won the Vane Stakes. A three-year-old Colts and Gelding set weight race there. Comes back, another little break, two trials, takes up the running here, will take plenty of running down. It's my clear third pick. And then for fourth, I've thrown in, what did I throw in for fourth? Maybe Flash Fabian was a terrific effort there first up when sitting wide and battled on well. I'm 1, 2, 4, and 7. Welcome back, okay. Boys.
Thanks, guys. I reckon this wind out here, it's really blowing up. It might be affecting our signal going out. So let's hope we're okay. Ron, what's your thoughts in this race?
Yeah, same thing. Look, I'm hard to get away from him, Stern. And $1.45, I'll sit back and enjoy and watch. Hopefully he can, keep that excitement machine that he is, that he can keep going. There's a lot of confidence about Capitalist on a drier track here today. And I think he showed in that last trial that, you know, we can judge him on his best form. We know what his best form is. Russian Revolution, don't sell him short. The unbeaten factor in the race. And Nikita's only because he comes out of the right races. 1, 2, 4, and 6.
Darren Flindell goes a Stern number one to beat 2 and 4. He'll come up with a fourth tip a little while later, but 1, 2, and 4 in the Roman Consul. Another of the big features, the Group 1 race for the three-year-olds. We saw the disappointment of Oh My Sword coming out on Thursday with that respiratory infection. What's it done to the marketplace here, Glenn?
Well, she's now an odds-on chance Yankee Rose. She went back up $1.90 when Oh My Sword came out. Oh My Sword was $1.60 chance and Yankee Road was $3.80. But Yankee Rose now $1.80 and they've taken $1.90. Oh My Sword out the deduction then on Thursday was 47 cents to win 35 cents the place.
One bloke said to me during the week, Oh My Sword would have won with an infection and one lung. So
well, I can tell you, if we got 600 times more the amount of money out of Oh My Sword, we would have been able to pay the liability that Yankee Rose established in the all-in market.
Okay.
Yankee Rose went up 460. Mm. She's one of those popular horses. I said to Greg at the Barrager on Tuesday, you could put her in any race, Yankee Rose, and you'll lay it. When they saw $1.60 Oh My Sword and $4.60 Yankee Rose, they said, beauty, we want to be on Yankee Rose at the 460 rather than Oh My Sword. Mm. So she was a loser in the all-in market. There was no gift Oh My Sword coming out. So Skylight Glow's a $7 chance. Quick Feet's out, no deduction. Cezanne, $9.50. Global Glamour, $4.60 with the Blarrier blanket on today and a tongue control bit. Then we go to Awoke at $6, Bridal Lane with Winkers on at $35, and the other gear change, of course, Yankee Rose, blinkers off. It's all about her, Yankee Rose.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think barriers 1, 2 and 3 will sort the race out in which order, I'm not sure. Like, if Global Glamour comes away cleanly, could quite possibly, and as Tim sort of hinted earlier when you interviewed him, that he'd like to take the running up. If that doesn't come away properly for him, Skylight Glow goes forward, Bridal Lane can go forward. So they're the three without a great deal of pressure. Obviously, Yankee Rose won't be as aggressive as she was in the Golden Rose. She'll be looking for a set in behind them.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, a few people I've heard say she was disappointing in the Golden Rose, Yankee
Rubbish.
Rose. I thought she overachieved.
She got beat 3.5 lengths, didn't she?
She led, she overraced, which was the first shock. And then I thought at least she showed intent, like she showed no intent in those barrier trials at the Sunshine Coast.
No.
She's a racehorse. I've never tipped her in my life, and I've ended up with egg on my face a lot of times. But I like to trial. I think you have to go with her. Whether I want to back her, tipping her for the first time, then all of a sudden serve up $1.80 at me, I'd rather sit back and watch. The Wallop Hare of the Dangers, Cezanne, she's a nice filly, she's got quality, and she, although she's had three runs now, she still looks on the improve to my eye. Awoke's going to come into her own when she gets to 2,000 metres. That's not saying she can't blouse them today, and Global Glamour with on-pace favours. I'm 1, 5, 7, 6.
Yeah, I'm with Yankee Rose. Hard to go past it. The only point I would make about the Golden Rose run that at Rose Hill that day, it was inferior down on the inside, and once again she was up on the speed, stayed close to the inferior ground, and she only got a little bit tight over the last 80 metres. I thought it was a stellar performance. The trial was good. She's going to be really hard to beat in this race. For second, I think Suzanne's... I shouldn't say underrated filly because she's only had a handful of starts, but she won her first two runs this prep at Canterbury, and I thought her run in the T-Rose behind Fox Play was terrific. She was back, she was wide, she sort of made a semi-mid-race move. She got into a bumping duel with Fox Play at the top of the straight, and I think she came out second best in that, but she still kept getting to the line. She was beaten just under half a length after making a long, wide run on a leader's track. I think she's the real deal. I think she can... You know, give this favourite a decent sort of a shake. One to beat five, three Skylight Glow, fitter for two runs back. She'll get run of the race stuff to suit her. And six Global Glamour. Once again, she's come through with two good runs as preparation. I don't think she's quite up to these others, but she's not that far away. 1, 5, 3, and 6.
Darren Flindell's gone for Skylight Glow here, number 3 on top to beat 1, 7, and 6. 3, 1, 7, and 6 in the Group 1 Sydney Airport Flight Stakes coming up at 20 after 3. More Group 1s to come. The Tab, Epsom and the Metropolitan will preview after the break.
Ben has rung in with a message for a very special person.
That's right. This one's for Mark Geyer. Oh, I couldn't love a bloke more. With a 91 grand final on the line, he regathered Canberra's short drop out and set up the winning try.
That's breathtaking. It's easy to love a bet these NRL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
Tab, we love a bet. Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Get a 10% Bingley gift card with any 4K UHD TV from Samsung, LG, Sony or Hisense. Yes, a 10% Bingley gift card with a 4K UHD TV. Here's the deal. Buy a TV with around 8 million tiny dots called pixels on the screen.
Lalo, did you count them?
The tech guys did, Mum, and they call it 4K UHD, ultra high definition. Get a 10% gift card when you buy one at Bingley. For a limited time only.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
Just like fire, burning up the way. Killing the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like magic, I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear.
18 minutes to 9 it is. We're previewing Royal Randwick today. The last three races, two Group 1s, the Tab Epsom and the McGrath Estates Metropolitan. Looking forward to these, Glenn, particularly for our punters, with a big jackpot here in the Epsom.
Yeah, a $1 million guaranteed pool in the first four, Andrew, for the Epsom. Might only be 13 runners. It's $6 the field,
yeah.
So it's no easy race. And you've got to put your thinking cap on because you're part of the Punters Club Challenge today, aren't you?
I am. I'm on a really? Table with Slats and TK. So everyone will be taking my tips with those two on my table, surely, won't they?
Well, is there anyone else on it? Because, you know, the first three in the batting order doesn't look strong.
No.
You're into the middle order very quickly, Andrew.
I'll have plenty of people to blame if they don't go good.
Yeah, but anyway, looking forward to that. The first time we've had it out here on Epsom Day, the punting challenge. So looking, as I say, forward to it.
Righto, let's rip into the tab Epsom here. $1 million in prize money, and the Melbourne visitor Palantino with blinkers on today is at the $6 equal favourite. Hauraki, a $6 equal favourite. Le Romaine is $11. Happy Clapper at $9.50. Mighty Lucky, the Ruffy at $51. Debiani is a $26 chance. Sons of John at $17. McIntosh, $11. McCreary, $6 equal favourite. Heavens Above at $17. Vanbrugh at $21. Torgerson at $26. And Fabrizio is the $6 equal favourite. Well, overall, the best supported runner here dollar-wise is Palantino, but he's hovered between $5.50 and $6 since the barrier draw on Tuesday. The mover since the barrier draw on Tuesday is definitely Fabrizio here. Mid-barrier draw on Tuesday, you could still had $11 about it. After the barrier draw, it was $9.50, and it's been $9.50 into $6 since then. Hauraki's been the same as Palantino, hovering between $5.50 and $6. McCreary was $7 after the draw, now $6. Happy Clapper's been a drifter. He's been $8 out to $9.50. Le Romaine's been $11, $12, $11. McIntosh has been $11 all the way through. Heavens Above, $17, $16, $17. Sons of John, similar. And then you get to the Ruffies. But dollar-wise, Palantino's easily the most popular runner. In fact, double the amount of money on Palantino than any other runner.
Mm. Okay, well, speed in the race is well documented. Fabrizio goes straight to the front and takes up the running. It just depends how fast or when he puts the pedal down. Looking for trailers, I think Sons of John from that wide draw, I think they'll probably utilise the fact that there's not many go-forward types, and they'll try and come across. McIntosh and Le Romaine are nicely drawn, so I don't see them getting too far back. And similarly, Torgerson, it may get into the first five or six. Now, Hauraki, I actually had him sort of, you know, if he just sort of was a tiny bit, not so much aggressive, if he let him roll a little bit, he could get into, like, maybe six spot and you know, get in one or two wide there. So, look, not much pressure in numbers, but Fabrizio runs it at his own race.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And probably the map horses are the ones you mentioned there, the horses drawn in, McIntosh and Le Romaine. They got a good run. And there was an interesting point with you said with Hauraki, because I like him. And I would have thought if he was a little bit aggressive, he gets a good push across from those two horses drawn outside him as well, which is McIntosh. Sons of John's drawn outside him, and Dibiani's drawn outside him. So there's a hope they could, if he holds a half length position inside them, he could get pushed into some spot here. But that's just dreaming up something. I thought the interesting runner was Palantino, only as far as the gear change is concerned, because he's been a real hothead and not an easy horse to ride in the past. That's the best he's behaved when he won the Flemington Group One last time, and all of a sudden you see a set of blinkers on him on a foreign track. Which sends, look, Darren Weir's one of the best trainers in Australia, if not the best, and got to trust his judgment there, but just didn't know what to think about that gear change. I like, too, Hauraki. I think he's absolutely flying, this horse. He went on a track that didn't suit him first up, as far as being wet, and then he took his form to the dry track and was very, very competitive against Wink. So, look, I think he's the one to beat. Happy Clapper. He just sits back, minding his own business, letting it all unfold. Hopefully they get at each other a bit early here. And if that happens, it drags him right into the race to be strong at the mile. Love McCreary's win last time. And if he reproduces that performance, he's certainly right in the mix here. And McIntosh, just the four-year-old on the up, terrific winning strike rate, mapping perfectly. He's got a top chance as well. Terrific race. I could give you positives about every runner here, but I'm 2, 4, 9, and 8.
Yeah, I'm with Hauraki also. Both his runs have been terrific. As Ron said, he won first up on the heavy track where he's not noted as a wet tracker. He gave Winks weight in the George Main, went with her for a considerable margin in a sprint up the straight. Was left the last bit, but that was certainly no disgrace. His third up form was exceptional. He's a dry tracker, third up at a mile. If he just gets into the right spot, I think he's the one to beat. Look, I've thrown Torgerson in as my second pick here, number 12. Has made nice progress all three runs this prep. They've all been at Randwick over the 1400. Last start got to the line in the Bill Ritchie behind Sons of John. He's another one that goes quite well fourth up. and I'm convinced this horse is a definite dry tracker. All his best forms on dry tracks, and with 50 kilos on his back, if he gets a, you know, if he gets a look at him in the straight, I think he can be competitive. Three La Remain for third. Huey goes on board here. He's going to get a soft run on the speed. Nothing wrong with all three runs this prep. He was good in the Cameron with the 59 kilos. Fourth up last preparation at a mile. He won the Randwick Guineas at 20-1, and I think he's going better this preparation. Two to beat, 12-3, and for fourth, number four, Happy Clapper. Look, he's ticked all the boxes. He's in perfect order. He's racing well. He's going to get the right run. Well, he's going to get a nice run from that draw. And, you know, there's nothing to suggest he won't perform on 2, 12, 3 and 4.
Andrew, I'm interested to see what Darren Flynn does.
Well, I know you've been looking over my little sheets of paper here.
He's been tipping this thing till he's blue in the face.
Dibiani, you talk about?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, Darren Flindell is going for number one, Palantino.
Oh.
To beat four, Happy Clapper.
Surely.
Nine, Macquarie.
Surely. It's not McQueary, it's McCreary.
Eight, McIntosh. So getting back to the story of Flindell.
Today's the day he should be backing, you know, backing it.
Yeah. Well,
it started $4 against Haraki in the tramway, and Haraki was $13.
Yeah.
Today, I think it was, well, I think he's in from 41. It's a bit of a stupid price, actually, today. Not
no,
mine.
I've got 26, 35, 26.
I wrote 41 down on Thursday.
Right. Okay, well, anyway, Darren goes 1, 4, 9 and 8 and leaves his favourite out, Dibiani.
Can I say one thing?
The throw-off.
I'll say one thing about Dibiani. I'm pretty sure you'll find that if he ever is ever going to perform, it's going to be on a dry track, not a wet track.
Hmm.
Well, today we're going to get that good four, maybe a good three by the time we get to this race. Let's move to the final group one of the day, Glenn, the McGrath Estate Agents Metropolitan.
Yeah, we got Who Shot the Barman, $5 equal favourite.
Wow.
Storm the Stars at $13. I just had to check then. Grand Marshal at $26. Magic Hurricane with Tim Clark replacing James McDonald at $9.50. Sir John Hawkwood is a $7 chance. Janoob at $15. Sacred Master with the Winkers on at $7. Allergic at $7. Sense of Occasion $35. Amexed at $71. DIC at $15. Antonio Giuseppe $5 equal favourite. And Quartermaster is a 200-1 chance. Well, since Tuesday, it's been remarkable the amount of money for Who Shot the Barman here. Not volumes of money, but I'd say volumes of tickets.
Small bets.
Small bets, but a lot of small bets on Who Shot the Barman. And every time you write a bet, even today, he's a third of the money invested on the race so far is on Who Shot the Barman. Overall, he's just under a third of the money invested on the race, and he's been $11 into $5. Every time you write a bet, most of them are going to be for Who Shot the Barman. Second pick is Antonio Giuseppe, and just looking since the draw, they did trim up Storm the Stars this morning, 15 into 13.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, look, there's not a lot of go-forward types here. I mean, Storm the Stars is going to roll forward and more than likely take up the running. I see Antonio Giuseppe, look, has got some speed if it wants to utilise it, especially with the light weight. I don't see it getting too far back. Then it's a bit of a struggle to find out who's going to posse up. Is Allergic going to hold a spot from a good draw? DIC can be have show a little bit of gate speed if it wants. A bit of a struggle for there. Maybe Janoob going forward a little bit from that awkward draw. But there's not much pressure in numbers here, and it's a bit hard to find the real leaders, Ron.
I agree. I sort of put it down to Storm the Stars. He's got a dig in the ribs. He's cast couple. And DIC, who's just a real grinding stayer. They're the two I had going forward. Maybe Antonio Giuseppe and Sir John Hawkwood, the next best two. I'm with Who Shot the Barman. I was adamant early in the week that he went up a stupid price. I was marking him more closer to this price, and probably not as short as he is now. I think this market will change a few times throughout the day, but he's a deserved top weight. Fourth up last preparation when they put him to 2,400. He was nudged out in a BMW. I reckon he looks better this preparation. I know it's hard to say with an eight-year-old, but he just seems to be in really good shape this spring, this horse. He's on top. Five, Sir John Hawkwood's the horse I'm wary of. He has that McCreary form. And I think he's won three races second up this horse, and he's had a gallop between races. I know some people say mile and a half second up, impossible, but that's the routine with this horse. That's how he reacts. Two, Storm the Stars. Now, he's a bit of a hothead, but I like the fact that Chris Waller's, give him a dig in the ribs and made him do some work in his two runs back, letting him know he's a racehorse again. And it may stand him in good stead for a race like this. Best of the rest is Antonio Giuseppe. Adrian looks, seemed pretty hot on DIC this morning. I could include him in a quaddy. 1, 5, 2 and 12.
Oh, I think this is probably one of the better races of the day for value. And I've gone for one you haven't mentioned there in Geneve, another one of the Waller runners. Look, if since running second in the Winter Cup, five starts back, Chris gave him a little freshen up, and the four subsequent runs, they've all been good with big weights. He was good in the Newcastle Cup behind Sacred Master with the 59 kilos. Then in the small field last Saturday, he was only just nutted out by Allergic in the Queen's Cup. Here he is on a dry track. If he just gets into the right spot, he hasn't won for a little while, but I think he's ready to show his best today. I'm going to lean towards him to beat another one that's probably not all that well fancied in Magic Hurricane. His Premier Cup run second up was enormous with the 61 kilos. I fear he was a little bit flat last start behind Hartnell and Hill Stakes. He's got a pattern to bounce back. He's a winner at this track and distance, and he's another that I think is going to appreciate. Personally, I think he's going to appreciate the drier track. 6 to beat 4. 8 Allergic for third. He's also ticking along quite nicely. No trouble at all with the 2400. And then, wet or dry, no issue for him. And for fourth, number 5, Sir John Hawkwood. His first up effort was good. He's a progressive horse second up, and he's been obviously trained to peak here at 2400. And he looks to get run of the race stuff. A terrific little race. I'm 6, 4, 8 and 5.
Well, Darren Flindell likes DIC number 11 on top to beat 1, 2 and 12. 11, 1, 2 and 12 in the Metrop Race 8. The last, what a race this is, Glenn, the Premier. Take us through the market.
Well, it's the Santos Coffee Premier, Andrew. Now, were you boys, is your coffee a Santos coffee this
morning? Well, let's just say it is.
Yes, it's a... No, well, they're the sponsors of the last race.
Yeah.
They're down the road from my place, actually, on Bonds Road at Riverwood.
Give us the market.
Under the Louvre here, scratched 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Our boy Malachi is an $8 chance. Revel Dane with the blinkers back on today at $19. Takedown at $9.50. Amavasio, $35. Famous Seamus, $35. Good Project at $15. Smart Volatility with blinkers on today and a tongue tie on today is an $81 chance. Boss Lane at $51. How much do you love me? Now, the synthetic hoof filler off and the tongue tie off, and has been passed by the stewards. I think it gets inspected again when it gets here at $51. Cabin X, a $6.50 chance. Southern Legend at $5.50. English, the $2.80 favourite. Danish Twist at $15, and Russian Revolution is out. No deduction there. Best supported runner here is Cabin X. It could have had as much as $15 in the all-in market on Monday. $11 on Wednesday. That, of course, was with Under the Louvre in the race. But even this morning has been $7 into $6.50. Second pick, dollar-wise, English. Third pick, Our Boy Malachi.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race here, we've got the Our Boy Malachi. I think it's a good thing that he's drawn wide because he's developed a little habit of sort of becoming a tad tardy. He was tad in a bit slow way in the trial the other day. From that wide draw, even if he is slow, he can sort of pick himself up and come across. I think Southern Legend, another wide runner, will come across and tag him. They could settle 1-2. Takedown will hold its spot from that beautiful draw up to 1,200. Smart Volatility won't be too far away. Then horses like Good Project, I think from a good draw on the fresh side, he can get into a nice spot, maybe, you know, three pairs back on the fence.
Yeah, look, I've had a little lash at Good Project at $26 with an 8 or 9 cent deduction here. He won the railway last spring. I loved his two trials. I think he maps well and he's worth a spec in a very, very competitive race. English is the danger, but she needs too much to fall into place for at those prices. But I can see her run was pretty good, even though she was a short price favourite last time. 12, Southern Legend, has to go from 53 to wait for age, but I think he's a big, strong horse who's capable of it. And 11, Kaepernick, was terrific there, first up as well. Our boy Malachi, he's won his past 7 preparations fresh, and also Takedown, who I thought mapped perfectly here. They all go in as well. 7, 13, 12, 11.
That's amazing. I've got the same number. Good Project. I like him also. His fresh form is terrific. I think he should have won the Liverpool City Cup first up last campaign. Tempo didn't suit him. He gets onto a dry track. And the other thing I like about Good Project, all his fresh figures every preparation, each one's better than the previous. So if he follows that pattern, he's right in this race for sure. The danger, now here's a roughie for you, Famous Seamus, number six. Now,
agree.
Yeah. Now, here's I won't bore you too much, but the thing about Famous Seamus, the trigger for him is when he goes back in distance. He's done this seven times, the horse. He's gone, and he's won five of them. He's run second in the other, and the other one was in this race last year. He ran a slashing race, stuck on the fence in the worst ground, got beat like a length and a quarter at 20-1. A trigger for that horse to improve for sure and certain. Third, number 12, Southern Legend, for all the reasons we said, he's going to pair up and get the right run. And our boy Malachi, he's an old favourite of mine, as Ronnie said, 7 from 7 fresh, dry track's a bonus for him. If he comes away cleanly and controls the race, he'll be competitive. Super race, I've got to play the exotics in that, 7, 6, 12 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes the 13 English to beat 11, 4 and 2. 13, 11, 14 and 2 for Darren in the last. Mike, what's your standout bet?
Oh, look, I haven't got any standouts because I don't want to tip all those short ones, but I'm quite keen on these last couple of races. I really think Genève will run a great race at the price, and the one in the last, Good Project, the one that Ronnie likes also. So I'm going with the value in the last two races, something each way on both of those.
Genève and Good Project.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Cheers, Mois. See ya.
I'm going to get off to a start with Jordan. Race one, number 5. No fancy price, but I think she's just a little bit too good for that lot.
Race one, number 5. A massive coverage here on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the day. The previews begin on TV at 10:30. We're about to continue our radio previews, but right now, a break.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith. Cricketing great Mark Waugh.
I was batting against Sydney Uni. Actually, myself and Steve were batting, and we were pretty close to winning the game. You know, we couldn't lose, and the Cox play was about. And I backed Super and Players. I was pretty keen to watch the race, must have been. I mean, what the hell are we doing playing cricket on Fox Play?
They'll never work it out, will they, Mark? They've got to get their priorities right.
Because I went for a rash shot, let's say that.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Sunday mornings at 6 on Sky Sports Radio.
Brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
When you're held up in traffic and the nerves are all strung up, imagine time out to relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Shiraz by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Good morning, Wally Parker. Truck breakdown, King George's Road, southbound just before Canterbury Road. One lane is closed. Newport, take it easy as traffic lights flashing yellow on Barrenjoey Road at Beaconsfield Street. That's affecting all directions. Arncliffe, allow extra travel time if you're heading to the International Marsh Street and Airport Drive on the brakes. And don't miss Oz Design Furniture's long weekend sale with a massive 25% off all furniture and homeware, store-wide and online. Must end Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for details. I'm Tara Mulway. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Bing Lee, bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain. Bing Lee, where there's a great deal more in store.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. The time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
This spring, Sky Sports Radio brings you major events from around the country.
Real Princess dives through, but pure luck takes out the Pat O'Shea.
Friday, the Carlton Mid Port Macquarie Cup heads a dual-pronged attack with $340,000 in prize money on the line. And in the nation's capital, Canberra stages the annual Tony Campbell Memorial Race Day, where Mitch Manners, Luke Marlowe and Josh Fleming will call all the action. Catch it all this Friday on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
It's 3 minutes past nine, Sky Sports Radio. We're about to look at today's meeting at Caulfield in Melbourne. Just want to mention also tomorrow, Flemington's got the big Turnbull Stakes Day. Tomorrow morning between 10.30 and 11, you'll get a complete 30-minute preview with the best in the business, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. So for Flemington tomorrow, be aware at 10.30 till 11, Dean and Mark online to look at every race at Flemington. Let's give you some scratchings and the information for Caulfield in Melbourne. A clearing shower into a fine afternoon is what Jason Kerr told us earlier. It's a good four, the penetrometer 5.19, and the rails way out at 13 metres. Race 1, take out 3, 11 and 13. Race 2, 13, 14 and 15. Race 3, it's 4, 11, 12, 16 and 17. Race 4, the scratchings are 7 and 15. Race 5, 2, 6, 8. And then the emergencies, 17, 18 and 19. Race 6, the scratchings are 5, 9, 12, 14 and 15. Race 7, take out 1, 13 and 16. Race 8, the scratchings are 4 and 13. And race 9, it's 4, 6, and then the emergencies 16, 17 and 18. That's the information there. Dean Lester's online. How are you going, Dino?
I'm going all right, thank you, Andrew.
What about Extreme Choice, just briefly, mate? It was an extraordinary burst of speed that Craig Newer told us much earlier this morning. He simply couldn't believe.
Yeah, I'm with him. I thought that coming to the turn, you could see he was winding up, but the way he left Chautauqua off the bend was exciting to watch. And what could have been? I mean, if he'd begun well in the Golden Slippery, he might still be unbeaten. But it was a terrific win last night.
It certainly was. Mark Hutter, good morning to you. And well, I know it's a big day for the family, mate. We wish you all the very best from all the team at Sky, with your son Lockie playing in the AFL Grand Final for the Western Bulldogs up against the Sydney Swans. I hope you can... I know you've done all the form and you're concentrating on this right now, but good luck later on, mate.
Thanks, Hoss. Yeah, it's starting to... certainly been a chaotic week with tickets and training and everything, and you throw in these three big race meetings we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which... you just haven't had a spare second, but it's certainly starting to build up now. So looking forward to the day immensely.
And without prying too much, how's Lockie cope with it all through the week?
Same thing. They've been so busy, like organising tickets and training, and yesterday the parade. I don't think he's had a lot of time to really think about it yet. Haven't seen him this morning. I'll drop around and have a cappuccino with him shortly, and I'm sure his nerves will be building. He wouldn't be human if he didn't, you weren't starting to get nervous for sure.
Yeah, no, well, good luck, mate. I hope he plays well and the team can go and do the right thing for the Western Bulldogs supporters. Given that we're in Sydney, we wish all the Sydney Swans supporters, Glenn Munsey, all the very best as well today.
Yeah, and just for those people interested, Lockie, $17 to win the Norm Smith this afternoon. I certainly hope best of chance to him.
Yeah.
And he's 34 to jag the first cull. He's not noted as a goal scorer, but I'll tell you what, grand finals, mate, anything can happen.
Yeah, he certainly can.
Scrapping away there just on the outskirts, might be able to slot one in first cull scorer.
Who knows?
Good luck to him.
No, fantastic. All right, Glenn, let's get cracking here at Caulfield. Rail at 13, Dean, so well out, of course, with the big racing ahead.
Yeah, Andrew, it can often result in them sort of winning down the centre. I think the Verdi drained right out wide, but certainly down the centre could be a play as the day goes on.
All right, Glenn, the market in the first.
Yeah, well, Lily Dazzler here. Well, let's hope it's a Lockie Dazzler day at $18. Cinnamon Carter at $21. Miles of Krishnan is out. Bonnie Bell, $18. Janali at $5.50. Hell or High Water, $3.60. Den Passar at $19. Artesian is a $16 chance. Champagne Ready, the $2.15 favourite. Samirtha Heights at $21. Single Note is out. Catechisis is $51. And Stella Princess is a scratching. Best supported runner here is the favourite, Champagne Beauty. In fact, went up as much as $2.80 in the full field. Well, the scratchings, Miles of Krishnan, actually went up second pick, so it's been averaged out at around about $2.30 here, Champagne Ready, and it is supported today at the $2.15. Second pick a long, long way away is Lily Dazzler.
And we should mention, Dean, with Flemington tomorrow, this is a pretty competitive marketplace today. There's plenty of chances.
Yeah, they're evenly graded races, Andrew, no doubt about that. But this is one of the better favourites. I think Champagne Ready, she was very good winning first up and then went back in distance last start and was very sharp. Ran really well at Moonee Valley. I think 1600 here should control her own destiny and be hard to beat. Lily Dazzler's going quite well without winning. She hasn't had a lot of luck in races. I think she can get somewhere into the money. Hell or High Water was a sound win last start, now up to the mile. And Five Genali was unsuited by a slow pace last start. 9165.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, just a different order. I'm going to go number six, Hell or High Water. The blinkers went on last time and was super impressive. There doesn't look like much tempo here. I thought it could roll forward, control the race, and give a great kick. No doubt number nine, Champagne Ready's the danger. Dropped back in trip last time was terrific. One, Lily Dazzler, getting back on top of the ground, running on. And five, Genali, always running on, has got a chance again. 6, 9, 1, and 5.
Greg Miles calls the action. He goes with the six as well. Hell or High Water to beat 9, 5, and 11. 6, 9, 5, and 11 in race one.
Could be a big day for the mare there, Andrew. Champagne Harmony, Champagne Ready's damn Champagne Harmony, because Champagne Ready, a full sister to Cezanne, who goes round in the Flight Stakes.
Yeah, big race today, the Group One. To race two, this is over the 1,200 metres.
We've got Lucky Liberty here at $7. Rocket Money is a $21 chance. Super Flyer at $35. Earned a Show at $9. Squeaky Squirrel, $31. Stringer Bell, $17. Valderrama at $8. Buckler at $7. Our Boy Charlie at $51. Dame Thunder at $5. Aurelius Hero at $41. El Cesario is a $4.40 chance, and that price makes it favourite. All the rest are out. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is actually Buckler, and did go back up $9 this morning, so it's $9 into $7 after opening a $10 chance. So it's a genuine $10 chance in here to $7. Second pick dollar-wise is Dame Thunder. Third pick, Earned a Show.
Mark, how do you see race two?
Yeah, I'm happy to be part of the Buckler movement there. I thought it was terrific last time. It had absolutely no luck up the rails. It should be ready to win, be strong at the end of the 1,200 metres to beat four, Earned a Show, who ran first up. Look, it needs further, but it's going to improve a stack with a riding change. It'll be charging. Down to 12, El Sicario. I think Ridden Quieter will run on well. And 6, Stringer Bell. Narrow winner first up. Just might be in the right spot and fitter for that last run. 8, 4, 12 and 6.
I'm going to go with Lucky Liberty. I thought the first up run was okay, and 1,200 second up should be all right. I just think he could get home down the centre here. That form through Hellbent certainly looks okay. Buckler was a hard luck story, no doubt, last time out. He can be very competitive. 12 El Sicario, back to 1,200, I think, is a good move. And 10 Dane Thunder, he just keeps running well. Doesn't have that real knockout punch at the end of a race, but be somewhere in the money. 1, 8, 12 and 10.
Oh, sorry. I'm here. My apologies. I turned my mic off, Glenn, because you asked me a question and then I forgot to turn it on.
Well, Andrew, in between me asking you the question, you've written down the tips, you've sent 8 tweets out, taken four photos and waved to 30 people.
But you didn't look at the little red light.
No, exactly.
No. Sorry about that.
You only had one job, Andrew.
Steve went into panic mode back there in the studio. My apologies. 8, 12, 7 and 10. I said Milesy's numbers so well, too, in race 2. 8, 12, 7 and 10.
Dean and Mark, Andrew's taking part in the Punters Club Challenge here today at Randwick. He's got that many tips that he's written down numbers here. He's going to get to this Punters Challenge and be that confused.
Well, it's not funny. No, I won't be confused, but I'm on a table with Slats and TK, Dean, so I need all the help I can get if I'm on a table with them.
On a table with a cooler, my goodness.
Yeah, he'll look like Rain Man there. He'll have that many numbers and formulas by the end of the day.
Let's move to race three.
Okay, here's the third where we've got Pravro. Here is an $8 chance. Ballina Clash is a $12 chance. Black Vanquish at $4.80. London Fog is out. Canelo at $8. But It's True at $8. Grand Emperor at $9. I Am the General, $17. Costello at $26. Just Got Lucky, $5. Quantrill and Dugan's Rise both out. Tuscany Heroes, $6.50. Tiggy Dig is a $19 chance. And then the other runners here, as I scroll down a bit further, Esprit Warrior at 41, and the rest are out. So Black Vanquish here in the favourite at $4.80 in a wide betting race is the best supported runner here, but did go up back up $4.80 this morning. Best back to beat it dollar-wise, and a little bit of money for it this morning, is I Am The General. Went up of 31 originally, 18 this morning, now into 17.
Okay, Dean, race three.
Andrew, I'm going with number six, But It's True, first up. Showed a bit last time in. I just think it's improved a bit looking at its recent jump outs. Looked quite sharp. 10 Just Got Lucky, showed promise last time in. I think they're the early season four-year-olds. I think they're well placed here. 13 Tuscany Hero was an impressive first up winner. And 7 Grand Emperor, Getting Fitter With Racing, wasn't a bad run last start. 6, 10, 13, 7.
Yeah, I'm with the same horse here, number six, But It's True. Black Vanquish should win on form, but it just finds a way to get beaten every time. I just hope there's a bit of pressure outside, allow the run-ons down the centre, and I'm going for 6 and 7. Number 6, But It's True, showed good ability last campaign, has trialled up well, and can get over the top. I think 7 Grand Emperor, been a long time out of the winner's circle. Last run was good, looks ready to win. 3 Black Vanquish a chance, but something bad happens every time. And then 13 Tuscany Hero, who won a much weaker race last time, will be running on 6, 7, 3 and 13.
Greg Miles likes number 3, Blank Vanquish, to break 3 to beat 6, 10 and 13. 3, 6, 10 and 13 in race 3. Race 4, we see this, uniquely looked Miss Vista come back here, Dean. For those that haven't seen it, and that would surprise me, but the big white face.
Oh, she's certainly got a cult following. I know, a lot of people are keen on her, and I know Mark's very keen on her, and she's been 2 from 2 this so far.
Yeah, we can't wait to see her. Take us through the markets here, Glenn.
I can tell you punters are very keen on her, but we'll start with Good Offer, first of all, as a $16 chance. Truculent at 10. Miss Vista, the favourite, $2.55. Then we go to A Ton of Courage at 61. Captain Crackerjack, 61. Cheeky Babe for Darren Weir. Now, interesting change of trainership there from David Pfeiffer to Darren Weir is a $6.50 chance. Run Charlie Run is a scratching. What a Hoot, 21. Rain Fast, 41. Amor Australia at $4.60. Billabong Babe at 15. Orvassa, 15. Moclar at $9.50. Grey Strike is a $51 chance. And Sassy Yuri is a scratching. Well, basically, all but nothing is on Miss Vista here. The only one they're interested in. Well, the scratchings that came out were 20 to 1 and 40 to 1 chances. She went up $3.20. The boys did put her back up $2.50 this morning and have given her a push to $2.55, but they've pushed Cheeky Babe from 6 to 6.50, Truculent 9.50 to 10, and Amor Australia 4.50 to 4.60. So there hasn't been a confident ring for any horse away from Miss Vista.
Well, she's got the cold following, Dean, but she's got a bit more to offer than that too, given the two wins.
Yeah, she's run okay, Andrew, or certainly run well on debut, and then run at Flemington, very bunch finish, ran quite good time. I really don't know what to make of this race. I've tipped Miss Vista, but I can understand if a horse like Captain Crackerjack kicks up inside and pressures her, and that brings her undone. Amor Australia's looked terrific in two wins this time in, both been on soft seven ground, so she's either improved off her form from the autumn, or she might be a better wet tracker, so I'm not sure what to make of her. Cheeky Babe, first run for Darren Weir, massive query. What a Hoot has been a disappointing horse, but he had throat surgery after the last campaign. Looks to have trialled okay, so too many queries for me to be confident here, Andrew. 3, 10, 6, 8.
I reckon I saw a Miss Vista badge on Dino's scooter at the races the other day, Dino. On the back of the scooter there, was that
I
right?
I think you were mistaken there, Mark.
Yeah. Oh,
did someone put it on and you didn't know?
Oh, that might have been the quarterback. Sorry, I got the wrong horse.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking for the swoopers here again. I'm going for number 6, Cheeky Babe. I think it's got the right sort of racing style for this day's racing at Caulfield. Sit back off them and come down the middle to beat number 1, Good Offer. Good Offer, they're finally finding its right races. It doesn't run 1,200 metres strongly. It's a run-on 1,000, 1,100-metre horse. It's big odds. I think it's got a chance. Down to number 10, Amer Australia. Two terrific wins back from a spell. And fourth pick, number 3, Miss Vista. Might win, but miles under the odds for mine. 6, 1, 10 and 3.
Greg Miles goes Miss Vista, number 3, to be 10, 6 and 13. 3, 10, 6 and 13 in race 4.
Now, Dean, if you want to look at Cheeky Babe, what happened up here? She came into the yard early and basically went straight out on the track.
Okay.
Because she does get on the toe,
yep.
And usually she just comes straight in the enclosure. They take her out with a pony, and she sits behind the barrier.
Okay.
So I don't know whether they've changed anything. She's got a stallion chain on. You know, she's got a few bits of gear, and she can play up.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
so right? That's good information for Dean and our listeners. To race five, this is a benchmark 70 race, again over the 1,200.
And we start with Foreign Affair here at $8.50. Florella is out. All About Rhythm at 8. Modesty 12. Gold Bar 23. Jackie's Joy is out. Zambezi Diamond 23. Emerenta is a scratching. Star Impulse 21. Doc's Hero at 15. Goldie's Fortune 26. Magna Rossa at 7. Najmart $5.50. And in a wide betting race, second pick. Zara Bay at 8.50. Purposeful at 31. We've got to get to the bottom one here, Maternal, as the $4 favourite, and scratch the rest of them. Not a really strong betting race here. Very, very little interest at all. Best back runner is Magna Rossa. Did go back up 6.50 this morning, and it's out to 7. Second pick dollar-wise would be Foreign Affair. And then third pick is actually Doc's Hero, who's 16 to 15 this morning. So punter's desperate for a lead here, boys.
Righto, well, let's get the thoughts. Mark Hutter, how do you see race five?
Yeah, not much enthusiasm here, Hoss. I'm happy to watch it. I'll go number 12, Magna Rossa. I thought it was every possible chance first up. Just fitter for that run, getting back onto better ground, it might go a lot better. To beat number one, Foreign Affair, drawn wide, but who knows, that might be the spot and got the claim. Down to 16, Maternal. Got a chance, not sure how the inside gate will work out. And 5, Gold Bar, who won well last time. 12, 1, 16, and 5.
Yeah, Andrew, I'm going with number 13 here in Najmart. I just think back to 1,200 is the key here. 1,400 probably just too far. Blinkers on. I think she's well weighted in this race against Ordinary Mares to beat 10, Doc's Hero, who's been just running along in front and running really well. I think she'll make her own luck for a long way. 16, Maternal, just needs a bit of luck getting through traffic from the inside draw. And 12, Magna Rossa, fitter for the one run in. 13, 10, 16, 12.
13 also the fancy for Greg Miles here to beat 12, 16 and 1. 13, 12, 16 and 1 in race number 5. By the way, Dean, well, we mentioned Extreme Choice. The McAvoy pair last night, Hey Doc, impressive again. And don't doubt Mama's up and about.
Yeah, certainly. They flew along last night. Hey Doc was really impressive. Got the good run through and won well. And Don't Doubt Mama, she did a good job to come from the back of the field and just be too strong.
Can Haydock then go and match the others that are in that guineas?
Well, it's next Saturday, Andrew, because of the timing of the races. It's only an eight-day backup, whether he'd do that. I think because he seems to have a real liking for the Valley, they might just wait for the Vars and on Cox Plate Day.
Yeah, I might text him while we're talking and update our listeners.
And leave your microphone on.
Yeah, Extreme Choice now a $5 second favourite in the Dali after that race last night. Chautauqua stays favourite at $3 and Astern and English at $9. And I'll just look at Hey Doc. We've made him an $11 chance in the Caulfield Guinea. So they were the main changes out of racing last night at Moonee Valley.
All right, we'll get an update on Hey Doc if we can. Let's move to race 6 today at Caulfield, extending out at this one to 1,800 metres.
Yeah, and the toppie here is Freshwater Storm, who's a $9.50 chance. Then we go to Nozomi at $4.40. Electric Fusion at 8. Wales at $6.50. Distant Rockers are scratching. All I Survey at $41. Hokkaido at 7. Tears of Joy, $4.40, equal favourite. The Thug is out. Bo Padrill at 41. Ferro Nero at 15. Racing Rider is out. Transfer Allowance at 6. Sontag and the bottom one both out. Once again, not a savage betting race here. Looking at the best supported runner, it is actually the toppy in Freshwater Storm. Went up as much as $16, but the Thug was a $4.40 chance in that. He's been averaged out at around about $12, though, Freshwater Storm. Second pick, dollar-wise, is Tears of Joy.
Righto. Dean, how do you see race 6, the Argyle?
Andrew, not that keen on the race, but I thought that Nozomi was probably ready to do something. He's had the two runs back, and that was a fairly high-pressure race last week. I thought he ran well enough for this sort of grade. 7 Hokkaido's had the four runs in. First go at this sort of trip, but I reckon he's going okay, and I think he'll probably be suited by this trip. 13 Transfer Allowance gets a big weight drop. He's ticking over okay, and 8 Tears of Joy fitter for the first run in. 2, 7, 13, 8.
Yeah, gee, the only horse I could leave out here at the quaddy would be Bo Padrill. Nothing else would shock me. I'll go number 4, Wales, who's come back from a spell in good form. Just needed further last time, gets it here to beat number 8, Tears of Joy. Fitter for that last run, should get a lovely run up near the front. 2, Nozomi, is going okay back from those injury spell. And 3, Electric Fusion, who just got too far back last time. 4, 8, 2, 3 in a very tough race.
Okay, Greg Miles likes the 8, Tears of Joy, for Damien Oliver to be 2, 11, and 1. 8, 2, 11, and 1 in race 6. We're working through this 9 race card at Caulfield. We're up to race 7 for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, not a bad race here. Leotti is out. It won on Thursday
and goes to the 1,000 guineas.
Yeah, well, it was in about 5 races over the weekend too. Yeah. But it's not here today. Gretna at $5.50. Silfeed for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott here at $4.80 makes it equal favourite. Arias at $6.50, Extra Olives at $21, Motown Lil $4.80, equal favourite. The Seductress $35, and Garcia at $12, Exilia Miss at $19, Nurse Kitchen $23, Rather Silky $21, Single Rule $23, Sneakers is a scratching, Cappadocia there is at $9.50, Snitty Kitty at $11, and Cherie Shinzig is a scratching. Just panning through what's happened here, not a great deal between Gretna and Silfeed, although I must admit Silfeed went back up $6.50 this morning and already today has been $6.50 into $4.80, and in the same period of time Gretna $6 into $5.50, and that has caused Motown Lil to be $4.40 out to $4.80, and the other one that was in the market there, Cappadocia for Philip Stokes, $9 out to $9.50.
All right, couple of New South Wales hopes here in race 7. Mark, how do you see the race?
I'm heading over the other border. Andrew, number 14, Cappadocia, or Cappadocia for me. Look, the debut win wasn't great, but it had trialled much better going into that race. I just think that ground was really wet. I don't think we saw the best of it. I think you'll see a much better performance today. To beat number 3, Silfeed. Gee, that last run in Adelaide was outstanding before a spell. It's got to get round Caulfield from the wide gate. Got good ability. 6, Motown Lil. Got a great hope, just has to run a strong 1,200. And 4th pick, number 10, Nurse Kitchen, who looked good on debut. That form's worked out okay. It's going to be running on late. 14, 3, 6 and 10.
Well, the value's going rapidly on Silfeed, but I'm very keen on her. That, as Mark just said, that last run in Adelaide was absolutely outstanding, the way she attacked the line there. And recent trial was good. Horses that were well beaten in that trial, like Brulé, who's a stakes performer, has won since. And she was trialling its older horses like Daisy Doom. And I think she can win here. Number 3 to beat 4, Arias. I think back around a turn, we'll see the best of her. Her first up run against the older horses was terrific. 6, Motown Lil. As Mark said, got to run a strong 1,200, but the draw's been very kind to her here. And Gretna, maybe next best. 3, 4, 6 and 2.
And for Greg Miles, it's 4, Arias, to beat 6, 2 and 3. 4, 6, 2 and 3 in race 7. The second Larks, this is a benchmark 84.
Right, we start with Lucky Paddy here at 14. Sovereign Nation, $3.80. Inspector, 31. Miss Gunpowder is out. Master Reset, 13. Cool Chap, 6.50. Amarella, 12. Caprice at 13. Manhattan Blues at 8. Anaphora, 17. Shillelagh, $3.20 in favourite. And Harden is a $17 chance because Mail It In is not there. Best supported runner and good support already today for Shillelagh here. Went back up $4. So it's $4 into $3.20 this morning. Mm. Also money for Lucky Paddy this morning at the $14 there. It is actually 3rd pick, just behind Cool Chap and just in front of Amarella. They're the top 4.
Well, the 11 here, Dean, they're looking for a bit of a change of luck. David Ellis with the extravagant, I think, going home. How do you see this 8th race?
Well, hopefully they do get the luck, because it should have won last start, Andrew. She was an absolute tragedy beaten. And I'm going with her here, Shillelagh. This is probably a better race, but I'm going to go with her to beat 2, Sovereign Nation, who's trialled up really well. I'd expect a good run from him first up. 1, Lucky Paddy, he's a really good galloper, so he can run well fresh. And then out to 3, Inspector, who can run a good race at odds. But I'm with 11 from 2, 1 and 3.
Yeah, just the reverse Quinella for me, number 2, Sovereign Nation. I just think it's got that terrific Palantino form line from last campaign. Resumes, gate 1, probably no spoil by now. Dylan Dunn will have to get away from the fence. To beat 11, Shillelagh. She should have walked in first up. You'd hope it comes to the outside today and runs on. 6, Cool Chap. It's flying. It was scratched recently. A little minor setback. It's trialled since. It's got a hope. and 7 Amarilla, who will get back and run on 2.11.67.
Similar box numbers for Greg Miles. He likes 11 to beat 1, 2 and 6. 11, 1, 2 and 6 in race number 8. And on this day of racing at Caulfield, gets completed at 5 o'clock.
Yes, with the last here, Correggio is an $81 chance. Black Sheep at $8.50. Bring Back at 23, Get the Pitcher is out. Amber Cavalier at 12, Either World is out. Shikapore at 11, Triple Gold at 10, He's a Goer at 16, Honourable Tycoon 14, Macquarie Magic 13, Tempered $4.80, probably makes it favourite at that price. Then we've got 10 Goals at $6, Dreaded at 18, no, the bottom one, Polar Vortex actually favourite here at $4, and scratch the bottom lot there. Best supported runner is actually Polar Vortex here, right down the bottom one, right down the bottom, 5 into 4 this morning. And is now the best supported runner. Pan back up to Black Sheep. A little bit of money for it this morning, but they've actually pushed it, the boys. 8 back out to 8.50. And third pick a fair way away. Not a great deal between Honourable Tycoon, 10 Goals, and Tempered.
All right, Dean, take us through the last here, mate.
Andrew, I'm going to go with Polar Vortex now that he's gained a start. I thought he's run in a lot stronger race last time out behind He's Our Rocky was good. I think he's ready to run well. 15 to beat 13, 10 Goals. He's going to get a great run up on the speed. 3 Bring Back at a bit of a price. I thought he trialled okay recently. He is a winner here at Caulfield. He can run a race at odds. And 12 Tempered, who's going okay. 15, 13, 3, 12.
Yeah, same exact. I'll go 15 Polar Vortex. I just think it comes through the best race. It should be fitter for that run. It ran well. It's just got to run the strong mile to beat number 13, 10 Goals. Going really well, this horse. A little bit vulnerable at 1,600, but gets a good run. Number 7, Shikapore, was better last time. And 12, Tempered, who's come back from a spell in consistent form. 15, 13, 7 and 12.
15 also the fancy for Greg Miles to beat 2, 12 and 8. 15, 2, 12 and 8 in race number 9. Mark, what's your best on the 9 race Caulfield meeting, mate?
I'll go for a bit of value. Hoss, race 3, number 6, But It's True. And race 4, number 6, Cheeky Babe. You can back them both each way.
Each way. So race 3, number 6, race 4, number 6. Repeating again, tomorrow morning, Dean and Mark will be on air between 10.30 and 11. A full Turnbull Stakes preview. I hope that Mark Hutter has got a sore head and he's spent the night celebrating, but I guarantee he'll be on with us tomorrow morning at 10.30. We look forward to that. Good luck today, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, boys.
Mark Hutter there. Dean, what about you at Caulfield?
Andrew, I like Sylphid, race 7, number 3, and Shillelagh, race 8, number 11.
7, 3, and 8, 11. Randwick?
Randwick. I like Happy Clapper in the Epsom.
Okay, Happy Clapper there to just get the nice run for the mile for Dean Lester. Okay. Mate, we'll hear you through. We're going to hear today.
I will be online, yes.
Okay, so we'll get that through the day.
Prior to each race.
Righto, we'll be hearing that on the National Racing Service, and then tomorrow morning, as I say, looking forward to all on Turnbull Day and a 10.30 preview. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester, Mark Hutter previewing Caulfield. Jockey challenges?
Yeah, at Caulfield, Andrew. Damien Oliver, the favourite at $2.40. We've got Any Other Jockey at $4. Ben Mellum's a $6 chance. Michael Walker and Beau Mertens both at $8. We've got Ben Allen and Regan Bayless there at 10 each of 2. Dwayne Dunn's at 61. Here at Randwick, it's the J-Mac Show. James McDonald, the $1.36 favourite over Blake Shin at $5. Timmy Clark, $6.50. Huey Bowman at $14. Tommy Berry at $26. Brenton Abdullah, $31. Kieran McAvoy, $61. Any Other Jockey, $81. Doomben not actually up at the moment. We'll have Maxie on to do his tips in a moment. And at Newcastle, Jeff Penzer, $1.15 there.
Okay.
Any Other Jockey, $9. James Innes, Jr. there at $18. Mitchell Bell, Robert Thompson, Blake McDougall, $21. Chad Lever, $26. Bobby Alyssa at $35.
All right.
Good luck, mate, with the Putters Challenge today. But if you're still thinking of coming out to Tab Epsom Day, Again, still there's plenty. I've just walked out before. I walked out the front here. There's marquees out the front. There's the
all the chairs are there. Mm. It's a magnificent setup. And look, it is windy, but it's sun out. We're getting to about 22, 23 degrees. It's a perfect day to get out and enjoy the facilities here at Randwick. Compliments of the Australian Turf Club. You'll be on television at 10:30 with your previews, and we'll be covering it all from Peter Ellis, Steve Moore, and after 11, looking at Caulfield, Simon Denopoulos, Darren Flindell with his preview at about 11:35. So,
and then we'll be back Monday, Andrew, doing it all again for Warwick Farm.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We've got our normal Saturday service coming up on Labor Day Monday, looking at Warwick Farm.
Thanks. And I'm not going to the grand final, so I'll be definitely in attendance, unlike 2014 when South won the comp and I forgot that I had to be on.
You'll be right. You enjoy today, mate.
See you, mate.
Mark Hunter, Dean Lester tomorrow morning at 10:30. That's Glenn Munsey, and this is Sky Sports Radio.
Midweek racing is fully covered on Sky Sports Radio.
This Wednesday from 9:30, get your Sydney preview lowdown with form analysts Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, plus the latest tab markets. Racing HQ, every Wednesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Bingley's new kitchen and laundry catalogue is out now. Buy any built-in oven, fridge, dishwasher, washing machine or dryer in it and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth 10% of your purchase.
That's a great domestic deal.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Domestic deal?
Yes.
Mum, all this month, get a bonus 10% Bingley gift card with any built-in oven, fridge, dishwasher, washer or dryer from our latest kitchen and laundry catalogue.
And there's a great domestic deal more in store.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy this long weekend? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, it's tailored to your budget. Come on, focus on a debt-free future heading towards Christmas, getting through the spring and the summer. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. Go to their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au or 1-300-107-155.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. The time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
Time now at 26 minutes to 10 on Sky Sports Radio. Lots of activity out here at Randwick in our OB van. Lots of people, you know, the officials arriving, the stewards of all here. They're warming up the pies over there. I can note the egg and bacon rolls have been demolished here, Michael Maxworthy. It's been one hell of a windy morning, but it's fine and sunny. As we say, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yeah, that's the main thing. Wonderful day. Wonderful racing coming through, and it's good that the weather's okay there for the big Tab Epsom handicap meeting. But we've got a perfect day here in Brisbane. We've got eight races. Sydney, of course, have got the two-year-olds kicking off today in the metropolitan area. We have as well. We're a little bit tricky here at Doomben because our two-year-old races, the horses don't have to actually have a public trial. So we're guessing a little bit with our two-year-olds.
Yeah, well, that's. I guess we watched the market on those races today. Just recapping the scratchings for our listeners. Race one is clear. Race two, take out number four. Race three, number eight. Race four, take out number eight. Race five, 11. Race six, the scratchings are 1, 4, 10, 16, and 17. Race seven, number 14. And race eight, 6, 13, 14, 15, and then the emergencies 18, 19, and 20. And we should mention, Maxi, 27 degrees and a good four today.
Yeah, absolutely perfect weather. The opening event on the card, it's for the two-year-old fillies. It's over the 1,050. We've got a field of 10 of them lining up, and only two of them have actually raced, and they're backing up from the Pat O'Shea hopeful plate last Saturday night, and that's number one, Real Princess. She ran second. She was a bit unlucky not to test the winner. And the other one coming out of that race is number 4, Fairy Wings, who needs to improve. So you're right, Andrew, we're looking at the market because not many of these have actually had an official trial and I've been able to glean some information on them. And the Spruce horse is number 3, Dream Kisses. Now, I believe she's had at least one jump out and everybody's talking about her. They say she went sensational in that jump out. She has a nice pedigree and she's trained by Steve O'Day, Paul Hammersley to ride. The problem is she's drawn barrier 9 in the field of 10. I was just having a look at some stats from Nathan Exelby from the Courier Mail earlier today, and he said the pre-Christmas two-year-old races at Doomben over the past 4 years from 1,100 and less, 82% of all the winners have drawn gates 1-6. It's not a very good start for those horses drawn out wide, so she'll need to be good Dream Kisses, but I'm just going to go with the Spruik and put her in on top. The 7 Royal Myth, she's a nicely bred two-year-old filly by Golden Archer. I think she could be the first of the Golden Archers to step out. She's a half-sister to Royal Thai, who was a bit of a star for John Zilke throughout last season's two-year-old races. And Zilke was the king of the two-year-old trainers in Queensland. I believe he thinks this filly can win Royal Myth. Number 5, Our Mystify, is trained by Tony Gollan. She's bred for speed, being by Real Saga from a very fast mare called Devil Inside. So we put her in for third. Then the one that's raced that ran second last Saturday in Toowoomba, number 1, Real Princess. The Spruik horse for me, number 3, Andrew, Dream Kisses to beat 7, 5, and 1.
And with Tab fixed odds, it's been 5.50 into currently 3.80 and favourite Dream Kisses, number three in race 1. Our Mystify is the second pick at $4.60. The two-year-old Colts and Geldings race, Unlikely Stories, the fixed odds favourite here with Tab number 9 at $2.50 over 7, Never in Doubt at $3.70.
Those two are the top two in the market, are both trained by Tony Gollan, and they will have been extremely well prepared, no doubt with a number of jump outs. Of the two of them, the Spruik horse is the 9 Unlikely Story. I believe he did win a jump out recently, beating the 5 horse here, and his name is pronounced Excelebrazioni. I think that's Italian for ex-celebration. This guy could be the first of the ex-celebrations racing in Australia. I'm going with number 9, Unlikely Story, because of the inside alley. They say he won the trial impressively. He's a colt by Star Witness, and most of those can gallop. To beat the 7, Never in Doubt, he's a colt by Not a Single Doubt, and he costs $200,000 as a yearling. So we'll go with Gollum in the colts division, 9 to beat 7. The 6, Misprint, trained by John Zilke, a colt by Real Saga, comes out of barrier 4, which is good for him. And then number 5, Excelebrazioni, I've got in for 4 from the strength of that jump out behind Unlikely Story. 9, 7, 6, and 5 in the Colts.
And it's been 5.50 into the current figure of 2.50, Unlikely Story with tab.com.au at this stage. Race 3, a benchmark 75. Number 4, War Baby, the favourite here at $2.80 over 2, Anaman at $3.80.
I love this mare, War Baby. She goes around every fortnight, all distances, all kinds of going, and she just doesn't run a bad race. And look, she beat a lot of these horses in a race at Eagle Farm a fortnight ago. Denominator won it by a neck, beating War Baby. And then there was a gap away to Anaman, Emerald City, and Rock the Pack. So they've got a fair bit of ground to make up on her. She just has to continue to hold this form. She has been up a long time. I can see her getting a lovely run with a 3-kilo claim, just 53.5 on her back. But I think she represents one of the best bets on the card today, number 4, War Baby. To beat 2, Anaman, trying to break a long run of outs. He hasn't won in 10 starts, but he never runs poorly. I think he's definitely the Quinella or trifecta horse. The 1, Emerald City, he had to do a bit of chasing in that Denominator race the other day and felt the pinch a little bit towards the end. He's had 4 runs back now. He's drawn to get a bit of cover. He wanted to over-race a bit 2 weeks ago. And then I'm going to put the 6 in, Alcaraz, who's down from Cairns after running 3rd in the Cairns Amateur Cup. But very keen on War Baby. 4 to beat, 2, 1 and 6.
In race number 4, an open handicap over 1,050, Handyman Bob is equal favourite with Bagger Chance. So the 4 and the 9 both at $4, and 1 Hard Stride is there at $4.60. The Conspirator also at $8. So it's a wide race, the 4 and the 9 equal favourites here. Maxi?
Yeah, Handyman Bob ran a terrific race behind Hard Stride last start. Hard Stride led from an inside gate, and he had a fair bit of pressure. I don't like him drawn where he is today and barrier number 7 over the 1,050, but I think there's probably going to be perhaps a little bit less pressure here. And if he pings the gates like he did last time, he might be able to lead. And the two other speed horses are drawn outside him in Bag of Chance and Thomas the Tank. So I'm just banking on him pinging the gates, leading, and hopefully he gets a pretty cruisy first 200 or 300 metres. He was pretty good the other day, first up hard stride, and I don't see really why he can't make it back-to-back wins. Four handyman Bob will give them a start. If the pressure's on, he can finish strongly. He really put it to hard stride last start, but the other guy just kicked back and beat him. The Storman, he was also in that race. He raced up on the outside, turning into the straight, and then went flat. Robbie French said that he didn't handle the ground. He's up on top of the ground today, so we could see the Storman improve a little bit. And then number 7, the Conspirator. He'll sit back off what could be a pretty good speed here and finish strongly. But hard stride, hopefully, to go all the way. Number 1 to beat 4, 3 and 7.
1, 4, 3 and 7 in race number 4. Good news for our listeners too on Tab Talk coming up just after 10 o'clock. Tommy Berry is going to be joining us about his key rides today, the last three in particular, but he rode a couple of these two-year-olds going in today's races in recent trials. So Tommy Berry coming up on Tab Talk. To race 5, the cutest three-year-old at Doomba, number 3, Hi Harry, the favourite here at 480 over the toppy Balboa Rocks at 550.
Well, the top two in the market fought out a similar race to this a fortnight ago at Eagle Farm, and Balboa Rocks just edged out Hi Harry. I'm going to switch them around today. On that occasion, Balboa Rocks sat back, cut the corner, got through, whereas the other fellow, Hi Harry, hesitated a little bit at the start. He's a big, tall, lanky fellow, Hi Harry, and he got himself caught up in a bit of traffic turning into the straight. Whilst that was happening, Balboa Rocks was getting a good run through along the inside and managed to hold Hi Harry. Just think that the boot might be other, on the other foot here. So 3 to beat 1. Number 12, I've got into third, Clever Blaze. Now, she was really good. It was only a midweek maiden when she ran second 2 weeks ago, but she got back to last and whittled home down the outside. I think she's really looking for the mile now. And then number 5, Good Luck Malala, who was fifth behind Balboa Rocks and Hi Harry. Just one pace. He needs to make up a bit of ground if he's going to beat them, but he will run the 1,600 metres strongly. Hi Harry, I'm thinking, is one of the better bets on the card as well. To beat 1, Balboa Rocks, 12 and then 5-4.
3-1, 12 and 5 for Maxi in race 5. Race 6 at Doomben. This is a class 3 over the 1350. Pepperano, number 14, the favourite at 260. Over 9, Beckoning Light at 550.
And with the 9 here, Beckoning Lights, look, she ran a terrific race last start, and I think this is a little bit easier. She can be tardy. Usually every second start she has, she's slow out of the gate, so I hope that doesn't happen today. Last start, when she ran third behind Unassuming, Jimmy Orman got her out of the gates on time. In fact, she was in the first two or three to go, and she sat handy to the speed, and she managed to fight off a couple of runners in the straight, and then Unassuming swamped her late. That was over 1,500 metres. I like her back to the 1,350. If she steps away, I think she can win for Rob Heathcote and Jimmy Orman. So number 9, Beckoning Light, she's more than up to winning this. To beat number 14, Pepperano, two runs back from a long spell had been good, resulting in 2 seconds. Now, she did have a recent trial where she won at Deegan. You'll notice she hasn't raced for a few weeks. That's because we've been on heavy tracks, and they don't want to run her on a soft or a heavy. So she's back up on top of the ground, Pepperano. 2, Henry von Hoefeisen, is racing well. A good effort at Eagle Farm for 4th last time. Gets a lovely run over on the inside behind the speed. And then 7, the Umbrella Man. Looked a good thing at Ipswich last start, an easier grade. Swept home down the outside to score. Drawn to get a lovely run here, but this is a little bit harder. 9, 14, 2 and 7 in race 6.
I can't. Yeah, my mic's on now. The sun's burst through here, Maxie. It's been up, but it's come over the top of the grandstand right into the OB van, and now I can get a bit of warmth into my body. That's fantastic. To race 7, 7 Total Authority, the 440 equal favourite with Desert General, the 11 at 440, and then it's out to 9 Urban Knight at $6.50.
Yeah, we've got to load this third leg of the quaddy up. Lots of chances, and that's been reflected in that market that you've just given us. I've settled on the 11 Desert General here. I think he's got really good form lines through Mr. Epic. He ran third behind Mr. Epic, two back, and then last start second behind him, beaten 2.5. That was a month ago. Now he's dropping back to the 1350 and back to Durnburn. But there's no Mr. Epics here. Liam Birchley's booked in-form apprentice Josh Oliver, so he's drawn barrier two, with Oliver's claim he's only got 51 on his back. So we'll go Desert General, number 11 here, to beat number 9, Urban Knight. He's backing up. He won well the Sunny Coast, carrying 60 kilos last Sunday. Dropped 6 kilos on that, and he's an on-pacer. 7 total authority. She continues to race well from the good draw. She'll be up on the speed. And then 13, Masque Force, trained by Gordon York. Going for 5 on the trot is the last Eagle Farm winner. Just got a little bit of a problem with that wide alley, Masque Force. 11, 9, 7 and 13.
And the last here, David Van Dyke, by this stage, hopefully for his sake, will be celebrating a Group 1 win with Yankee Rose. He's got the favourite, Sham Francisco, number 12 at 3.20, over Man of His Word at 4.20, and then out to Quadtronic at $7.
Big field here, 13 of them left. There are a lot of scratchings, but still a good-sized field to go to post in the last. There should be some pressure on up front. Sham Francisco for David Van Dyke has the inside alley. She has high speed. The 3 runs in Queensland have been terrific. Second at Durnburn and then a win at Eagle Farm and a dominant win last start on the Sunshine Coast. So I think she's going to give David something to cheer for, at least when they turn into the home straight. But I'm looking at number 9, the finisher, Man of His Word. Now, he can't draw an alley, this fellow, except for today. He's finally drawn in close. He usually draws wide. They take him back to last. I'm hoping today from a much better draw, he might be able to land in front of about 3 or 4 here and just be worse than midfield. He always finishes his races off strongly, so with the pressure on up front, I'm going with the 9, Man of His Word. To beat 12, Sham Francisco. 4, Lavelle. Now, I think he's the best roughie of the day, this fellow. Look, he's down in grade. Last time he was first up, he ran 4th in a $100,000 quality stakes race at the Gold Coast behind Casual Choice. He has had a couple of barrier trials. He's going well, Lavelle. And then number 10, Quadtronic, the last start highway winner at Rose Hill, but he's drawn out in the car park. Number 9 to win the last, Man of His Word, to beat 12, 4 and 10.
Righto. You were keen about a couple along the road there?
Yeah, in particular, race number 3 today. I really like the Mare War Baby. As the name suggests, she's tough and she won't lie down. I reckon she'll get the cash for us in race number 3.
Okay, race 3, number 4, the best, 27 degrees. We're starting on a good 4, the rails at half a metre, and this morning's penetrometer was 4.84 for the race meeting there. Maxie, we'll hear you right through the day, mate. Good luck with it.
Okay, thanks for that, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at today's program at Doomben. Don't forget, on Tab Talk after 10, our value tips from Paul Joyce. He helped us with 2 last week at Good Odds, and he'll be back as he regularly does on a Saturday Tab Talk. That's Paul Joyce. And jockey Tommy Berry, he's got 3 key rides in the last 3 races, but he also rode a couple of these 2-year-olds, so we'll talk to Tommy Berry on the show as well. We move to Newcastle on the Beaumont. The track rating there this morning is a good 4, the rail at 3 metres. The scratchings, race 1, takeout number 3. Race 2, 1 and 11. The third, takeout 11 and 12. Race 4, it's 3, 4, 8, 12 and 13. Race 5, the 2 emergencies are out, 13 and 14. Race 6, 5 and 14. Race 7, 1, 8, 14 and 16. Race 8, 7 and 12, and race 9, 6, 10 and 13. And a good morning to Gary Harley.
Yeah, good morning to you, Andrew. A lovely sunny day apart from a fair bit of wind. We hope that that drops through the day. Had a huge acceptance here. They got 9 races. Mm. Before we go on, Andrew, my great mate, Johnny Scores, big congratulations winning the media award last night. You were at the function. Terrific bloke. He gets up to Newcastle a couple of times a year, and we have a talk. Good on him.
Yeah, well done. He was really, he said, no, I'm not nervous, but he was deep down, John. He was deep down, but well done to John. I know he'd be listening this morning. Congratulations on winning the New South Wales Media Award at the Country and Provincial Awards last night. All right, let's look at them, mate. On the Beaumont, the first race here, a staying race, an elusive runner. Number 1's the short price favourite, John, at $1.90.
Yeah, I thought Sahara Strike could beat it, number four, because Sahara Strike beat him home by a length and a half here at the last meeting. Well, actually, it was on the 17th of September of the second over Cup Carnival. And Sahara Strike outstayed him that day. But Elusive Runner raced up outside the leader. Whether John Sargent elects to, ride it a little bit more patient today, Chad Lever, he may decide on that. But on their runs that day, I'm going to put four Sahara Strike on top of one Elusive Runner, number six Plato, one of the James Cummings team, 3 seconds in a row before a couple of recent starts, and number seven California, 4.167.
And at the moment, Sahara Strike is 3.50 in that race with Tab Fixed Odds. To race two, Jemadar, number nine, the favourite at $2 for Jeff Penzer, who's about... I think Glenn said about $1.15 in the Jockeys Challenge today. So this is the first of many hopes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good rides for O'Shea. Mate, I like one a bit of value here. Michael Friedman's also. I saw you interviewing him this morning on the telly.
Yeah.
Number 10 Ottawa. He's a Fox Wedge colt. He's only had the one run. That was here way back in May, 133 days ago. He got beat three lengths that day. He had to work hard early to sit outside the leader. And he'd had enough at the 200. But he's come back from the spell and trial nicely at Randwick. Thought he'd be hard to beat number 10. Jemadar, definitely a danger. Won a trial recently at Randwick for O'Shea. He's a first starter by Sepoy, and the barrier's okay. Number two, Collegiate for the Hawks family. One of its trials at Rose Hill, the one on September 12, was okay. And number eight, a Certain Mischief, 10.928.
To race number, oh, by the way, in that race, the 10 Ottawa is at $6.50 currently with Tab Fixed Odds, number 10. Race three, a 3-year-old maiden, Postmaster General, the favourite, number two at $2.80 over War Hero at $4.60.
My best bet of the day to Postmaster General. Mark Newnham had a story written for the Newcastle Herald today that this would be his first winner. And he came out on Thursday and won a race. And we interviewed him on Sky. Won a race with Boaz. So I'm tipping this as his second winner, mate. The horse is going enormous. He only got beat three quarters of length by the Reverend Demon last start at Wyong. The Reverend Demon come out and beat a decent field at Wyong on Thursday. He's got barrier one, good speed. Mitchell Bell to ride him. Although he's the bet of the day. Now, number one War Hero is a $1.6 million yearling owned by... Stewie Ramsey and a number of owners, including Mrs. Bateman. He was with Peter and Paul Snowden. He only had one runner and fourth in the Maribyrnong Plate in November last year, beaten 3.3. He's since gone to Johnny Ramsey to train at Scone, the son of Stewie. He ran okay in a recent trial at Scone beyond Tatoosh. So I'll put him in for second, but I do think the other one is a good thing. Two to beat one, four, and eight, race three.
Okay, to race number four as we look at Newcastle today on the Beaumont track. At the moment, Iritha, is that right? Iritha?
Yep,
number five at $3, hit the floor at $3.20, and Sapay, number 11, at $6. But those two, five and the one, they're clearly the main two, $3 and $3.20 at this stage.
I thought they'd dominate the race, Andrew. I'm with Arithia. Bjorn Baker trains. He's back on target, Bjorn. He's winning races everywhere again. Leave it a ride. Barrier threes had two runs. Got beat a head on the bill at Wyong by Love Las Vegas. And then run third here in Newcastle, beating a length to miss Ellie May. Barrier three, gee, it's going to be in the box seat. One hit the floor. Number of placings last time in, four placings from six starts. Normally needed a bit further, but that's when he's wound up. Nice and fresh now after a good trial at Randwick. He'll run a big race. Number 11, C-Pay, Barrier 1 will get the run of the race for P. Perry. And number 2, Oakfield Midnight, 5-1, 11 and 2.
5-1, 11 and 2 in race 4. To race 5 on this 9-race card at Newcastle, we've got number 8, Emma Clure, the favourite at 3.50, 3 Latin Boy at 4.60, and 12, Fortunately, at $5.50.
I'm with Emma Clure, trained by the Snowden team. Andrew, he's had one run. He got there just over two lengths here at Newcastle on the Saturday of the carnival. Right, Earth won the race. He's fancied in a race in town today on Epsom Day. Intuary runs second for the Hawks team. It went to Hawkesbury and won. Dependable run third, and it won at Wyong on Thursday. So if you can't get a better form line than that at Newcastle today, I'll turn at eight. 8, Emma Cluda win. Number 12, fortunately, got a chance, run second first up here recently for Scotty Singleton. Sorry, it was at Canberra, it runs second. Number 4, for third, 8, Phil Ricky. Gerald Ryan trains for the Mayor of Port Stephens, Bruce McKenzie. He owns the horse. It's got some hope. It's been backed a couple of times. And 5, Sparkling Lamore. 8, 12, 4 and 5.
8, 12, 4 and 5 there to the next at Newcastle, and the Tab fixed odds favourite, number 10, How Sweet It Is, at $3.40, Gary. Escapico, number 6, the favourite, or second pick at $3.60, and Gravitate at $5.50. So 10, 6 and 7, and then we're out to $9.50. This is a maiden over the $13.50.
I'm with number 6, Escapado, Gerald Ryan's horse. Andrew, just talking about Emma Clue in that race a minute ago, this horse ran in the same race. Earthbeat, Intuary, Emma Clue and Escapado run fourth, who's only beaten a length and a half. So the form's outstanding. I think he'll win the race. Number 6, Travis Wolfgang to ride. Number 10, How Sweet It Is, a definite danger. Got a very tricky barrier, but she went all right at Hawkesbury last start. Scratched, I think, the other day at Cessnock. The track was too wet. Number 7, Gravitate. Second up, went good first up. And number 12, the other one, is Portland Place. Number 6, 10, 7, 12.
6, 10, 7, 12. To race 7, Fragonard, number 12 at $2.50. Over 3, Bachelor Air at $4.60. And Bowie's Babe, the 4, at $5.50.
Another one of the O'Shea Penzo horses today, Fragonard. I think she'll win. She's had 3 runs. She bowled in on the Buick Goldman in August. Run second, beaten a length, a quarter at Kenwood with a first approval. And she's had, and she was 3 wide, no cover that day. Had nearly a month off and come to Warwick Farm last start, was beaten 4 lengths by Countess Marinoff. The rider was concerned with the action, Brenton Abdullah, and told stewards that, and he did not ride the filly out. Bit of a tricky alley, but if she has any luck, I think she'll win number 12, Fragonard, to beat number 3, Bachelor Air. His last run was a bit of an improvement. First up run was ordinary at Scone, but the other day at Newcastle, he was 3 wide, or 4 wide, no cover. I think I'll beat 2 lengths. Chris Lees has got him, thought he was the second pick. 4, Bowie's Babe, a definite chance, and number 5, Galizia, will be running on. 12, 3, 4 and 5.
To race number 8, and we've got Radical Impact, number 8, the favourite at $3.50, over He's Our Toy Boy, number 1, at $4.80.
I like Wing Snipper. Look, I grant people that are listening that he could have been a shade disappointing his last 2. He's had 4 runs this time in. He blitzed him at Cessnock, going 3-quarter pace first up over 900. Won be nearly 4 lengths at Musselbrook after that. And then he come to Gosford.